parts of the state remained under flash flood warnings today ahead of a predicted second atmospheric river this week. That, forecasters warn, could be as bad or worse than the one we just had. The National Weather Service in the Bay Area said today it will be a strong wind event along with moderate to heavy rainfall. It's the third atmospheric river to hit the region since December 26th. The National Weather Service in the Bay Area added that parts of the Russian River are now at particular flood risk. The Weather Service also says the storm's high winds could inflict severe damage in areas where the soil is already saturated with rainwater. Floods and rock slides, closed roads, and high winds knocked out electricity for tens of thousands of people in the northern half of the state. In South Sacramento County, communities near the Cosumnes and Mokelumne Rivers are bracing for new flood evacuation orders this week. Sacramento County declared a state of emergency Saturday evening and extended a flash flood warning along the Cosumnes River near Highway 99. On Saturday afternoon, the county issued an evacuation order to residents of the Point Pleasant, Glenville Tract, and Franklin Pond areas. High winds leveled trees in the city of Sacramento on New Year's Eve and knocked out power to thousands of city residents. San Francisco's downtown recorded 5.46 inches of rain on December 31st. It's the highest level since records started being kept in the mid-19th century. As of midday, officials said around 39,000 electricity accounts were without power in California, with another 20,000 in Nevada. In the Sierra region, the National Weather Service said the storm dropped snow at a rate of 7.5 inches per hour. The Tahoe Basin saw 20 to 24 inches of snow at lake level, with roughly twice that amount above 7,000 feet. The National Weather Service says parts of the Bay Area can expect rapid creek rises, and streams and rivers can expect near flood levels later in the week. The National Weather Service says strong winds up to 55 miles per hour could arrive this week, with higher gusts in the mountains. Officials are warning of possible downed trees and power lines. Over the weekend, flooding was reported throughout the Bay Area, from San Carlos to Belmont to Palo Alto and Danville. Northern California residents are advised to heed evacuation orders as waters can rise rapidly and unexpectedly and strand motorists and people residing in low-level areas. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.